you can.
Temporary layoffs.
Good times.
Easy credit rip-offs.
Good times.
Scratching and surviving.
Good times.
Hanging in a jar.
Good times. Ain't we lucky we got them? Good times.
Hey, Thelma. I figured out exactly where the honeymooners are today.
Oh, yeah, where?
Yeah, well, from my expert calculations, Ma and Carl should definitely be in Oklahoma City. Mm. Or Amarillo, Texas. Or Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Well, wherever they are, I sure hope they call.
Well, Thelma, if you were on your honeymoon, would you call your kids?
Michael, if I were on my honeymoon, I wouldn't have any kids.
You're not gonna have any sauce either, because it's boiling over.
Oh, well, that's good. It's starting to thicken.
Thicken? Thelma, lumps don't count. The gagging gourmet strikes again.
Michael, how would you like it if I didn't show at your school carnival? You had to get somebody else to run your dumb old kissing booth.
Well, that's fine with me, because you can always be replaced by a Saint Bernard.
I think you mean one of the little girlfriends you go out with, don't you?
Yeah, and what about them turkeys you date?
Oh, Michael, don't start again.
No, you start with me. You think you're trying
Michael,
to
get
some...
Don't answer the phone.
I get the phone.
Yeah, you better get
the
phone.
Get off my case today, sister. Hello? Oh, hi, Ma. Oh, no, Mom, we weren't hassling.
It's mine.
Hey, Ma. Wait, Ma, guess what? I've been elected chairman of our school carnival. You're in Flagstaff, Arizona? That's exactly where I said you were. Hey, Ma, how's the honeymoon going?
Michael, you can't ask your own mother how a honeymoon's going. She said,
have mercy.
All right, let me talk. Hi, Ma. Yeah, we're fine. Uh-huh. How's Carl? Oh, that's good. Hey, Ma, you know you caught me right in the middle of cooking dinner. Uh-huh. I cook dinner every night. Honestly, Ma, we're fine.
Ma's on the telephone.
It was the craziest little girl that got on the... Ma's on the phone.
Hey, Ma, JJ just walked in. Here he is.
Hello there, Mrs. Dixon. Yeah, I'm talking to you, Ma. How's married life treating you? Ma says she felt the earth move.
That means she and Carl are really in love.
No, there was an earthquake. Yeah, Ma, everything's fine. Don't worry, I won't miss my dental appointment next week. Martin, you're on your honeymoon. How come you asked me about my dental appointment?
They're at the Grand Canyon.
Mark, can I speak to Carl for a minute? Hey, Carl. Yeah, Brother Jay on this end. Hey, look here, Carl. You left the ceremony so soon, we didn't have a chance to talk man to man. You know, y'all had all those tin cans and shoes tied behind the back of your car. Yeah, well, look here, Carl. As the man who gave away the bride and as the number one son around here, I feel that it is my duty to tell you this. One of them pair of shoes was mine.
Give me the phone. Hi, Carl. Don't pay JJ no mind. You know, you just take good care of Ma and be happy, huh?
Yeah, we're gonna miss both of y'all. So have fun, all right?
Good. And if you think about bringing any little babies back in here...
Ma, that was him again. Okay, bye-bye now. Oh, Ma sounded great. Like she's really enjoying connubial bliss.
Yeah. Nothing like two people connubialing together.
Hey, JJ, finish telling us what happened on the bus.
Oh, yeah, Michael. It was the funniest thing. You know, this little girl gets on the bus. She don't have any money. This real mean bus driver is gonna throw her off.
Oh, that's funny.
Anyway, she looks at me with those real Mr. Blue City eyes and says, Mister, could you loan me 50 cents? Only I didn't have any extra change.
It gets funnier and funnier.
So anyway, I guess I really felt sorry for her, so I stood up and went to the front of the bus. Naturally, as soon as I stood up, some woman took my seat. I says to the whole bus as I'm standing there, I says, ha-ha, brothers and sisters, ha-ha, I says, brothers and sisters, you see, standing before you here. You see, standing before you here, a sweet, innocent child about to be evicted into the cold, hard street by the mean, cold stirrer of this Are we going to tolerate her, this act of pettiness? I personally say no. Could we sleep tonight knowing that this poor child has been forced to pedestrian?
Say what?
Say a pedestrian pollute the streets here of Chicago. I say no. In other words, are we going to turn our back on this woeful weight?
No!
Hallelujah! I want y'all to ease your hands down into those pockets, purses, and pants, and come up with the heavy cash. Not the jingly Abraham Lincolns and George Washingtons. I'm talking about the Benjamin Franklin, the Grover Cleveland, and contribute to the salvation of this little land. And the funny thing about it was, she collected so much money, Michael, she's able to take a cab home. Even the bus driver chucked in a buck.
Oh, baby, you can be all right when you want to be.
That little girl was the craziest little girl in the world.
Hey, this is probably Willona. She may have smelled the food. Hi.
Is he here?
Is who here?
I don't know his name, but he's tall, skinny, and beautiful.
Hold on now. Tall and skinny we got. But beautiful.
Hi.
How'd you get here?
I followed you.
JJ, who is it?
JJ, what a super name.
It's a little girl from the bus.
Is there something you want?
Uh-huh. Kim.
Well, you can't have me.
Are you married?
No.
Then I can't have you.
Well, maybe she's lost. Does your mother know you're here?
I don't have a mother. I live with my aunt.
Oh, well, what about your dad, huh?
He never comes out. He's got leprosy.
Hold on, I didn't know we had leprosy in this country. Leprosy is when your fingers fall off.
I thought I saw him lose a thumb. Oh.
Well, what happened to your forehead?
Oh, I was jumping rope. Cinderella dressed in yellow. Then I got hit by the knot in the rope.
Oh, what's your name?
Esmeralda. You were so nice on the bus. I want to live with you.
You can't do that.
Yes, I can. I'm not married either.
You're the most wonderful person in the whole world.
Yes, we all know this. But look, we gotta take you back to where you belong.
Can I belong with you? I could sleep on the couch.
No, you can't do that, because see, that's where me and Michael here sleep.
It'll be a little crowded, but I guess Michael can stay.
Thanks a lot.
Do people ever eat around here? Because if you do, I wouldn't mind being a guest.
Esmeralda, we would love having you, but what would your aunt say?
What aunt?
The aunt you live with.
Oh, you mean Aunt Drusilla. I was thinking about Aunt Elizabeth. Oh, poor Aunt Elizabeth.
Something happened to her, too?
She got ran over by a popcorn cart. I'll never forget her lying there, all covered with melted butter.
Why don't we have a little dinner? Then you can tell us where you belong, and then I could take you home. Would you like that?
Dinner? Uh-huh. Going home? Uh-uh.
Well, I gotta go wash up. Where you going?
I want to wash up, too.
Look here, Iz. Sometimes wash up doesn't mean wash up.
Oh. Then if it's all the same to you, I'll wait outside.
Hi, y'all.
Hi, Moana.
Oh, girl, I am so beat today.
I couldn't even stay for dinner even if you asked me. Even if you said pretty please and put some saccharin on it. Even if you begged and pleaded. Even if you got down on your knees. And used your best pantyhose doing it.
Sure wish you changed your mind, Malona.
Well, you talked me into it. Oh, well, well, well. Whose little girl are you?
Her name is Esmeralda. She followed JJ home.
Oh, Lord, I remember the last time JJ was followed home. It was by a cat. Came in the house, went under the bed, and... You ain't gonna have no kittens, are you?
I'll get it.
Good evening, folks.
Bookman, what do you want? We were just getting ready to eat dinner.
I ain't got no time for small talk. One of the new tenants reported a lost kid. Said she never showed up after school.
What's she look like?
Oh, she's about age, about 10. She's about 4'7". She's wearing a red T-shirt, blue jeans, and white sneakers. Anybody seen her?
What color socks?
What are you hiding, JJ, huh?
My booty, Bookman.
Well, your booty's wearing a red T-shirt. Well, I'm glad I found you. I've looked everywhere.
You wouldn't have seen me if JJ was fatter.
You should have hidden behind Bookman, Esmeralda. Then you would have been lost forever.
Esma, what? Her name is Penny.
Hey, you told us a fib.
Esmeralda's my play name. My real name is Penny, short for Millicent. You know, Cent, Penny, get it?
Oh, yeah, I get it, honey. I sure do. My ex-husband used to call me Willie. That's short for Willona. I'll be home late tonight.
And Bookman here is Buffalo Butt.
You didn't tell us you lived in this building. And what were you doing downtown?
The school bus got hijacked. 5 kids jumped on the bus and said,
take us downtown.
Hold on, Penny. Wait, wait. You don't expect us to believe that.
Well, the truth is, I went downtown to see an old Mae West movie, and I love Mae West movies.
You're not putting us on again, are you, Penny?
Well, it isn't the man of my life. It's the life of my mother.
Those are my sentiments exactly, big boy.
Well, that's all well and good, but right now this little chickadee's got to go back where she belongs.
I want to stay with JJ.
But you know you can't do that.
Hey, wait a minute. Let me handle this, okay? Come here, little girl. How would you like to go bye-bye with Uncle Nathan? Huh? I'll buy you a great big wowie pack.
No way, Mr. Buffalo Butt.
Why don't I take you home where you belong?
I guess so.
Okay.
I'm crushed.
Mr. Buffalo Butt. You can buy me a big lollipop and take me home, gaga goo goo.
You're all right. Well, where have you been? I've been so worried.
Well, it's a long story, but Penny can tell it better than I can.
Oh, well, thank you so much, Mr.
Evans, J.J. Evans. I'm your neighbor upstairs.
Oh, well, I'm Mrs. Gordon, Lynella Gordon.
Oh, you must be Penny's aunt.
Her aunt? Why, no, I'm her mother.
Oh, but Penny said that she...
Well, Penny, she likes to make up stories.
I'm sorry, Mama. I won't do it again, I promise.
But tell her about the movies, you know. It's not the men in my life. It's the life in my men.
You do that very well, Mr. Evans.
Well, maybe if I talk to your husband, we can straighten this whole thing out.
I'm not married.
Oh, but Penny said that she had...
It's like I told you, she likes to make up stories. Listen, thank you so much for bringing her home safe and everything.
Oh, yeah, sure, okay.
Bye-bye. Bye. Didn't I tell you to come straight home from school?
Yes, Mama.
But you disobeyed me, didn't you?
Yes, Mama.
You make me very unhappy, Penny. And you know what happens to children that make their mamas unhappy. I locked it. I knew that would be the first place you tried to hide.
Please, Mama, I promise I won't be a bad girl anymore. Please, I won't be a bad girl anymore. Please, I promise. Please. Oh, no, Mama, please. Please don't do it. Please.
Oh. Yeah, and JJ says something's not right about Penny Willona. He said she acted sort of strange around her mother.
It's the same little funny foot.
Yeah, and all those wild stories she told. Well, of course, JJ could be imagining things. In any way, we shouldn't get involved. But on the other hand, Ma always said you should never be reluctant to get involved when a child's well-being is at stake.
Guess what Alderman Davis gave to our school carnival?
Let's see.
Ta-da!
Oh, come on. Nobody wants a picture of Davis for a prize.
Prize my foot. This is the perfect target for our dart game.
Let's see now.
Great news. Great news. The Ebony Prince of Pultitude has stormed the princess's castle.
Well, while you were storming the castle, I think you got smacked by the drawbridge.
Get on still.
Well, I finally got this cute little receptionist, Charlene, to agree to recept with me tonight. Well, we are going out in style.
Hers or yours?
Well, she's got the van, and I am the man.
Charlene can't be too cool, because she's dating a fool.
That did it. I just shortened your left knee.
Hey, has that silly little kid been around here today?
Nope.
She sure is a cute little kid.
Yeah.
You know, if I had a kid like that, I'd probably kiss her and hug her and love her to death. But I don't have a kid like that, so what am I talking about?
Well, I got to hustle.
Anyway. Thelma, I got it. The hem is absolutely straight, but... the floor kind of slants.
I'll get it.
Now, Charlene, tell her I'll be out in a minute.
Hi, Penny, come on in.
Is JJ home?
I'm just freshening up.
Yeah. He's home.
Hi, how are you?
Fine.
Oh, look at this doll. So cute. Penny, why did you tell us you didn't have a mommy?
Oh, I was just pretending.
Oh, like your father having leprosy? Oh, come on, Penny, his thumb didn't really fall off, did it?
It could have been his nose. He has a terrible time wearing glasses.
Here I come, my Sherry. Ready or not?
JJ, you're excruciating.
Well, you know, what can I say? I thought you were Charlene.
I'll be Charlene if you want me to be.
Charlene's taller.
I'll be taller if you want me to be.
Charlene's my date for the evening.
Oh.
Hey, Penny, how'd you like to come to our school carnival tomorrow? I can get you in for free. I'm the chairman.
Is JJ going?
Well, I have deigned to grace the sophomoric event with my august presence.
Does that mean he's going or not?
Uh-huh. We're all going in costume.
As you can see, Thelma here wears her mask all the time.
Then I guess I can't go. I don't have anything to wear.
Well, don't you worry about a thing. Willona just happens to have a magic costume room. I'll be right back.
Willona, a costume room?
Trunk of old clothes, honey.
JJ, you want to play house with me?
No, I don't think so, Penny. I'm a real dumbo when it comes to playing house. Why don't you ask Michael there?
Michael's got to play chairman. Besides, I have to stop down by Ferguson's funeral parlor and pick up some folding chairs he's got down there. Later.
Oh, come on, JJ, please.
All right, Penny, but I'll play house with you, but just for a little while.
Okay, I'll be the mother. And you be the uncle.
Hey, Penny, do you have an uncle?
Lots of them. Now it's time for the baby to go to sleep. Say goodnight to Celeste.
Later, Celeste.
I'll give her a kiss.
Do I have to?
You know something?
Wonderland house. You are a Dumbo. Now take her in your arms and rock her to sleep.
Thelma, help me!
When I was little, I would have loved being rocked to sleep.
Come on, JJ, go ahead and rock her. That'd be cute. Go on, rock her.
My baby, too tired. In the window, the cradle will rock.
Sing!
When the bow breaks, the cradle will fall, and down will come the baby, cradle and all.
Hello, JJ.
Hello there, Charlene. I was just helping the kid out with a little doll.
He was playing house.
Well, JJ, you have a hidden talent.
And let's hope that it stays hidden. This is my sister Thelma and
Hi,
our little neighbor Penny.
Hi, Penny.
He's mine. I saw him first.
JJ, would you mind if we got started? We're late as it is.
Sure, right away. See you later, Thelma.
All right.
Goodbye, Penny.
JJ, please don't go.
JJ, we're late.
I love you, JJ. I just love you.
Yeah, Penny. Could I talk to you tomorrow?
You rotten, lousy kid. It was all your fault. If you would have been good, he would have stayed. You rotten, lousy kid.
Used to be a mini on me, Bianca. Beautiful gown on you. Isn't that beautiful?
Thank you, Malone. It's so pretty, isn't it, JJ?
JJ, come on.
Yeah, in a minute. Yeah, it is pretty.
Want to see it on me?
Hold it now. First, we've got to take off your sweater.
Don't go away, JJ.
Honey, what happened to your arm here?
I think a burn myself.
Hey, how could you burn yourself like that?
I tripped over my pussycat and I fell against the stove. And there was a pot cooking with hot chocolate. And it spilled all over my arm, with marshmallows.
You never told us you had a pussycat.
Oh, I don't believe this. Now it's pets. JJ, are you coming or aren't you?
Look here, Mama, you ain't double parked out there. I mean, first things first, you can see Penny's hurting here. So just take a number and wait in line. And at this rate, you never will.
I'm sorry, JJ.
That's all right. She was just your normal, everyday, groovy, foxy, fantastic lady. But you, kid, you're something special.
Oh, no!
Oh, my God, Penny, what happened?
I fell. I always fall. My feet are all thumbs.
Come here, babe. Now, Penny, I know that you like to pretend, but I want you to tell me the truth, okay? Who burned you? Penny, who beat you up? Who did those terrible things to you? Penny, tell me, who did this?
Hello there. I've come to take Penny home.
Honestly, Mama, I didn't tell him anything. I didn't say a word. I didn't tell him anything.
Tell him about what? What would you have to tell them?
Videotape in front of a studio audience.